ed inti simgħu l-SBS bil-Malti. Fis-sena 1975 kien żmien ta' bidla fil-politika globali. Kien hemm l-orrur tal-ġenoċidju tal-Pot Pot, it-tmim tal-gwerra tal-Vjetnam. Fil-waqt li fl-Awstralja kien hemm it-tkeċċija tal-gvern laburista ta' Whitlam. Kien żmien ukoll meta l-Awstralja kienet qed tinbidel malajr fis-soċjetà multikulturali li għandna llum. U dan ħabat mat-twelid ta' xandir multilingwali ta' nazzjon permezz ta' l-SBS. Dak iż-żmien Radio 2EA f'Sydney u Radio 3EA f'Melbourne.
This is 3EA, the voice of ethnic Australia. 11:20 on your dial.
Tħares kif tħares lejn anniversarju ta' elu 50 sena huwa anniversarju sinifikanti. U huwa l-SBS, l-Special Broadcasting Service, li qed jiċċelebra elu 50 sena din is-sena, fis-sena 2025. Dan kollu beda lura fis-sena 1975. Qabel ma tfaċċa l-SBS fuq it-televiżjoni u l-pjattaformi digitali, l-SBS kien stazzjon tar-radju. Kien fid-9 ta' Ġunju 1975 meta l-eks ministru ta' l-immigrazzjoni Al Grasby nieda r-radju etniku fl-Awstralja. Bilan li jispjega l-iskema l-ġdida tal-Medbank l-gruppi ta' migranti b'lingwi differenti fost affarijiet oħra.
This is Al Grasby on behalf of the Australian Community Relations Office, welcoming you all to Radio 2EA, the voice of ethnic Australia. Today, the program is in Maltese.
Dan u Al Grasby, jetikom mirba mir Radio 2EA, lilkom l-immigranti fl-Australia. Ilum il-programma sa jiegi presentat Bill Malti.
Eżis semmija inselmilkom. Dinija Josephine Zammit li sejat prezentalkom program miħor.
Ix-xandir beda b'seba lingwi f'Sydney fuq 2EA u 8 fuq 3EA ta' Melbourne, fostom il-Malti. L-SBS kif inu magħruf issa, tfaċċa sentejn biss wara li l-Awstralja nidiet l-att ta' restrizzjoni ta' l-immigrazzjoni, l-Immigration Restricting Act, magħruf l-aktar bħala il-White Australia Policy. L-istoriku kulturali u l-professur emeritu In Ung mill-Università ta' Western Sydney li kitbet l-istorja tal-SBS ippubblikata fis-sena 2008 tgħid li t-tneħħija ta' din il-policy kienet bidla fid-direzzjoni għall-Awstralja.
That was the early 1970s when finally the White Australia policy was officially abolished, and that made it possible for migrants to come into Australia irrespective of racial categories, right? So before that, of course, there was this assumption that only people who were white could come into Australia. After the abolition of the White Australia policy, migrants came into Australia from all over the world, and especially from Asian countries. That was an important aspect. But also from the Middle East and much later from Africa and so forth.
Din il-policy kienet tmur lura sa mill-federazzjoni u saret liġi fis-sena 1901. Fiċ-ċentru tagħha kienet teskludi immigranti mhux Ewropej fl-Awstralja u damet aktar minn 7 sena biex il-liġi titwarrab uffiċjalment. Dan ġara fl-1973 meta il-fdalijiet li kien baqa minn din il-policy tnaħħew. Kien żmien ta' bidla kbira fl-Awstralja. Kienu qed jitkissru barriri nazzjonali ta' kull xorta. Is-sena 1975 kienet sena ta' kriżi kostituzzjonali kbira li qatt ħakmet lin-nazzjon Awstraljan.
Well, may we say, God save the Queen. Because nothing will save the Governor General.
Da kien il-Prim Ministru Gough Whitlam li il-Gvern tiegħu tkeċċa fl-1975 l-ewwel u l-uniku Gvern Awstraljan li qatt tkeċċa mill-Gvernatur Ġenerali. Wieħed mill-legati tal-Gvern ta' Whitlam huwa li kien l-ewwel wieħed li rrefera għal l-Awstralja bħala nazzjon multikulturali. L-Oppożizzjoni ta' dak iż-żmien kienet għamlet ukoll diskorsi dwar il-multikulturalizmu. Il-Gvern Liberali ta' Malcolm Fraser li ħa il-poter fl-1975 fetaħ il-bib għar-refuġjati li kienu qed jaħarbu mill-gwerra tal-Vietnam u jiġu l-Awstralja. Is-snin 70 kienu wkoll żminijiet meta l-Awstralja bdiet tiddubita il-politika ta' assimilazzjoni, l-idea li l-emigranti kellhom isiru Awstraljani malajr kemm jista' jkun kien x'kien ifisser dan. Iżda ma kienitx qisha xi ħaġa ġdida l-multikulturalizmu fl-Awstralja. Għal madwar 65,000 sena il-poplu Aboriginu u Torres Strait Islander għexu hawnhekk magħmula minn aktar minn 250 grupp lingwistiku u tribali. U llum NITV tal-SBS ipprovdi kontenut indiġenu għal l-udjenzi Awstraljani. Storikament il-professur inhung tgħid li kważi kull soċjetà kellha diversi influenzi kulturali, anke permezz tal-kummerċ, kolonizzazzjoni jew mezzi oħra.
When you think of diverse societies, how successful they are, not just in recent times, but historically, I think it's quite clear that openness to diversity is in a way an important driver for much more dynamic cross-cultural influences that then become creative forces in society.
Sal-1980 l-SBS ħa il-pass kbir li kien imiss bit-tnedija tat-television għall-ewwel darba.
Television will never be the same again because of us.
Good evening.
Welcome to the first edition of
Dateline.
I'm Mike Kerr.
I'm Jan Aven.
G'day, welcome.
Fil-politika, il-gvern laburista ta' Bob Hawke kellet fl-1983 ġab miegħu era ġdida ta' politika multikulturali u ta' immigrazzjoni. Min dak iż-żmien l-hawn il-multikulturalizmu evolva lilin minn filosofija u issa huwa realtà fl-Awstralja moderna. Jock Collins, li kien professur tal-ekonomija soċjali fl-Università ta' Teknoloġija għal 45 sena, jgħid li dan immarka bidla kulturali.
I think multiculturalism had its peaks and troughs. It probably grew to a peak under the Hawke Keating Labour government, where multiculturalism was really championed by those governments and by the head of FECA, the Federation of Ethnic Communities Council, was a very powerful ear in government policy and consulting. Since that time, various governments have sort of, you know, lost some enthusiasm for it. It still remains an official type of policy.
Sadattant, l-SBS kompla kien dejjem iżid postu fejn is-segwaċi tal-futbol setgħu isegbu l-isport favorit tagħhom, kemm fuq it-television u anke fuq ir-radju.
Soccer Roundup.
A very good afternoon and welcome to our soccer roundup. Les Chorok is, is finished. I tell you what, it's amazing how those poor players went out in the park today to play those games.
Yes, I think they should all be on double time.
I'm not joking.
Sanofs is-snin disejn ġew introdotti aktar lingwi fl-iskeda tar-radju tal-SBS u ħaġa ġdida imsejħa l-internet bdiet tavvanza u tikber. Dan immarka l-bidu ta' rivoluzzjoni ġdida dwar kif in-nies issa jikkonsmaw il-medja. Il-mobiles issa huma ħaġa waħda minn fejn tara u tisma' li trid tal-biċċa l-kbira tan-nies fl-Awstralja. Il-bidla minn servizz komunitarju fl-1975 għal smigħ u xandir diġitali kienet waħda ta' suċċess għall-SBS. Id-direttur maniġerjali tal-SBS James Taylor jgħid li l-SBS llum huwa dwar li jipprovdi valur ta' servizz għan-nies fl-Awstralja kollha li parzjalment bit-taxxa tagħhom jifinanzjaw dan ix-xandir.
We've got the highest volumes of multilingual content than ever before in our history and in 60 languages. We're also being acknowledged across a number of other fronts. We've got the Australian streaming platform through SBS On Demand, and we are the podcaster of the year 3 years in a row. These are all things to really be celebrated. We're a public good. We are in part funded by the public, and it's really important for us to be delivering more and more value each year to Australians.
Trid tisma' aktar stejjer bħal din, isma' fuq Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify jew kull fejn tisma' l-podcast tiegħek.